Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And Melena's right in the corner with us, right here.
Aloha.
Aloha, young lady. And this is John. So, let's get started for the evening. Welcome to our second pre-conference call. Now, tonight, we will start with some announcements about the conference, followed by a center meditation with Archangel Gabriel. Then Melena will share some additional information about the Earth Star and the process involved in grounding into it. And Joan will bring us to the next step in our procedure through Archangel Michael, who will give us some further information on our next step. He will complete the evening with an energetic closing. Our session will then be complete, and we will move on to the conference. So, let's get started. Please, everybody, take a nice deep breath. And assist Joan in bringing forth our dear friend, Archangel Gabriel.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. Oh, if you could just see what I see. The most beautiful light emanating from each one of you is wonderful. But as you come together in the collective consciousness of our crucible, it is brilliant. It's not just beautiful light. There are so many colors, beautiful colors, magnificent codes of energy. So, if you will, please, take a deep breath. Get very centered in this moment. Be very centered in your sacred heart. Now, direct your attention to your light body. Know that you are in your light body expression in this very moment. Allow your senses to feel and know that part of you that is a light body. Now, with your intention, enter your macabre vehicle, creating a vast field of light that is spinning and spinning, reflecting 100% of you in your light body as light. Beautiful, beautiful emanations of Christed beings navigating 5th, 6th, 7th dimensions, very conscious in this moment, and yet there is an anticipation of vast energies that you will soon be introduced to through members of our crucible. The Sirians, the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, the Andromeda galaxy, and a connection with that beautiful blue crystal of wisdom and knowledge. You will create a new access point very soon now when you physically gather. But in this moment, as you sit in your Merkaba vehicle, in your light body, be very present in this beautiful crucible of collective consciousness, in this moment, in this gathering. So let us begin.
Thank you again, Gabriel, for the wonderful start to our evening. And as always, we thank you and appreciate you. Now, for some details about our 2018 Crystal Conference. If you still have your Arkansas crystals, please bring them with you, as well as India and Dara crystals. For those special ones you may have, we will have a table set up for you to share these beauties. Now, for those of you who are new participants to our Crystal Conference, we have an Arkansas crystal for you all that has been charged in the Lake Portal. Just stop by when you register or sometime in the first day or so, and pick those up and ask them, and we will make sure that you have one in your possession. Also, if you have not given your arrival and departure dates at the lodge to Joanne Pullis, please send her an email with those dates. For those of you who would like to hike or just do a walkabout, please bring the following: suntan lotion, bug repellent spray, a mat or a towel for sitting on the ground if you plan to sit in contemplation and connect with Mother Earth and the moon. Now, the lodge is approximately 2,900 feet above sea level, so there is usually some air movement. Therefore, please bring a jacket or a sweater, just in case. Now, the town of Mena is at the bottom of the mountain, so when you check the temperature in Mena, remember that the temperature will be 5 to 10 degrees cooler up at the lodge. Now, as far as water goes, it is piped in all the way from Mena, so it is of good quality from a natural spring-fed lake in their area. Now, of course, anybody who wants to bring their own bottled water can certainly do so. However, there is none at the lodge for sale. But there are grocery stores and a Wally World in Mena.
They may not know what Wally World is if they don't have that. It's
Walmart. Walmart, a super Walmart store, and they have plenty of water. The meeting room will be stocked with coffee, hot tea, and water in the morning, and unsweetened iced tea and water in the afternoon. The restaurant is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily and will be set up buffet style for all three meals. You can order off the menu if you want to, but it will take a little while longer. We will have a meet and greet on Thursday evening from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. with coffee, iced tea, water, as well as trays of fresh fruit and a few little homemade cookies. Now, please remember that we will be in a dry county, and, of course, in Arkansas, that means no alcoholic beverages. However, of course, anybody who wants to bring their own, just keep it in your room and everything will be fine. Check-in will take place Thursday evening and Friday morning. Name tags will be provided to you at check-in. And just so you know, registration is now officially closed. Now, we certainly look forward to another amazing experience with this very, very special group. And not only are we going to accomplish a lot, we're going to have some fun as well. So be prepared. So without, as they say, further ado in Hawaii, here's Melina.
Well, aloha, everyone.
Aloha.
From Hot Springs. Okay, so we have a few things we're going to cover again tonight. First off, we want to go over a little bit of clarification about the Earth Star. There have been some questions, and Metatron has given us some information to share with you. Our Earth Star is much, much more complex than what we presently understand, as is the Earth's Soul Star. Most of us are only now beginning to have a relationship with our Earth Star, and up until this point have not paid much attention to it. We've had more of a hello, nice to see you, and then we're off on our way kind of a relationship, even if we have had that much of a relationship with it. Now, however, each of us as individuals are giving attention to our Earth Star. And as a collective, we also have our attention on the Earth Star. And that will ultimately take us to a time when we will learn more about its complex functionality. Some of the confusion has come from us hearing that our Earth Star and the Earth Soul Star were the same. Well, that's kind of right, but not exactly. So last week, when the information came in and we did our grounding process, they wanted to keep it very simple, as some of us had to make the shift from dropping the grounding cord into the center of the Earth to the Earth Star. That needed to be the focus without having the configuration distract us from that very important step. The fact is, the configuration of our individual Earth Star and the Earth Soul Star connection is quite complex. So hopefully this next piece will give you a little more clarity. So imagine the Earth's Soul Star. Now visualize your Earth Star descending into the Earth's Soul Star. Once in place, there is a docking mechanism that occurs. Our Earth Star is then able to draw from the purity of Mother Earth's Soul Star. There is also a filtering mechanism in place which will not allow anything below a fifth dimensional vibration to enter that space. Metatron has said that more will be given as we have the capacity to receive more. But for now, to be at ease with our connection and use of it, which for most of us far surpasses where we were before a week ago. So we hope this clarifies some of the things for you. If there's any more questions that come up, you know, send us an email, and then we'll try to clarify it some more if need be. Okay, so now take a deep breath. Be comfortable. So tonight, we're still wanting to focus on the body. Again, we are preparing the body to receive these massive light templates. So as a collective, we're going to begin tonight doing a short version of the grounding process. And we're going to do it together so we are all in sync as we move forward. So let's place your attention on your grounding cord. Now let's drop that grounding cord and replace it with a fresh one. Metatron has asked that we do this daily. Once you create your new grounding cord, check your connection at the base of your tailbone and the other end that you have dropped into the Earth Star. Say hello to Mother Earth. To the elements. And all the elementals. If you asked any of the elementals to assist you in any specific chakra, please acknowledge them with your appreciation. Now place your attention on the Earth Star. And be sure those earth energies are running into your feet chakras. Bring it up your legs, to your knees, to your upper legs, into and through the first chakra, back down the grounding cord, continuing the loop. Take a look at the intentions you set in place for reprogramming the chakra. Are they still in present time? Return your attention back to the Earth Star. Bring the Earth energy up through your feet, up into your legs, continuing up into the second chakra, back down the grounding cord into the Earth Star. Allow this loop to continue to flow. Are you discovering more self-validation in this past week? Are you accepting that you are worthy? That you are embodied perfection? And let's go back to the Earth Star once more. Bring the energies up once again into your feet, up your legs, into and through the third chakra, back down the grounding cord. How are you relating to your own internal power and will? Are you confident in your ability to make appropriate changes in your life experiences? And let's place our attention back on the Earth Star. Once more, bring the energies up from the Earth Star into your feet, up your legs, up the body, into and through the fourth chakra, back down the grounding cord. Are you more in flow with the love of yourself? is that fourth chakra wide open. So you can give and receive. As you have been giving this grounding exercise attention over the past week, have you noticed how much quieter the body becomes? Have you noticed less pain or body discomforts? Are you knowing that you're always connected to the heart of the mother, of Mother Earth? As you go through your daily life, and if you find yourself triggered in any way, look to see which chakra has been engaged. As you run the earth energy, do as we did last week. Stop the flow before it enters the chakra and use that spin to dissipate any discordant energies. And then proceed with the energetic loop. Take a deep breath. Now that your body is grounded and the earth energies are flowing smoothly, let's bring in the next piece. I would like for you to visualize your physical body out in front of you. At the same time, also visualize your soul spirit. You may see it as a mirror image of your body shape or a stream of light. Without any self-judgment or attempting to make it be a certain way, notice how much of your soul spirit is in your body. Is it 10%, 50%, or 80%? There's no right or wrong here. Just notice it as information. Now let go of both images and be fully present in your body. With all of your triads fully open, place your attention at the top of the fourth triad. Invite your spirit self, your soul spirit, to descend through the top of the fourth triad. Down into the third triad. And as your soul spirit is entering the body, bring it into every part of the body. And see it expand through and beyond the body. As you're bringing it down to that second triad, feel it fill your shoulders, down your arms, and into your hands and your fingers. Let's bring it down into your lower body. Into the legs. down into your feet. Bring into and through your feet chakras and anchor into the Earth Star. Are you feeling any pressure in your chest or other area of your body? If you are, breathe into that area. Give your body the command to expand, to accommodate the fullness of your spirit self. Observe what is occurring. Is your soul spirit, fully anchored in the body? Is it staying anchored or wanting to slip upwards? And if you find it is, just bring it back down. Between now and until we meet in Nina, and as you are grounding and running the earth energy into those four chakras, you are asked each day to monitor also how fully your soul spirit is in the body, and pull yourself back in as many times as needed. And we are doing this exercise, again, to create space for the physical body to be able to hold the light templates to be retrieved at the conference. And take a deep breath. And prepare now to receive Archangel Michael.
Greetings. It is I, Michael. I come as a Lord of Light. I come in the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light. This is important for you to understand. In this particular gathering, we are preparing you, first of all, to receive into your physical body light templates of sixth and seventh dimension that you will recover from the time locks. But we are also imprinting you this evening with special codes of light that will enhance the growth of your consciousness and the growth of the receptivity of your physical body in the transition state into fifth dimension, to the mid-range of fifth dimension. So as you gather this evening, as you receive, we Lords of Light, these imprints are given very personally to each and every one of you. Each one of you will utilize them in specific ways that will help you consciously, but help your body to alter its consciousness. We are delighted to be participating with you at this time. We are amazed at how you have taken these teachings very seriously and worked very diligently to raise the vibration of your body. Much was asked of you in this last year because we felt that you had the capacity to stand up, work hard, and begin to integrate what we have been giving you. In the remainder of the year, we will be with you to bring forth teachings relating to the sixth and seventh dimensional light template that you will be recovering, and how that fits not only with the evolution of your consciousness, but the evolution of your body, the transformation of your body. And then we will ask you to take a time of rest, to integrate, to contemplate, to discover you as that individual divine image, as that individual who is in transition, who has achieved the beginning stages of mastery. But we will be talking to you about this after the conference and later on as we progress. Now, we would like to expand a little on the process that Milena led you in. This process was a very important process, and it has been given in two separate increments for you to integrate, to be grounded, but to have a conscious awareness that this grounding through your grounding cord has a much different feel to it, has a much different purpose, and a much more expansive iteration, because you are now docking into Earth's soul star. Now, this planetary soul star is different than your soul star because it is a planet, a Christed planet. So there are similarities here because you are a Christed being. But the Earth star is a planetary soul star, and it holds the original full integrity of itself as a Christed planet in 12th dimension, in this soul star, just as you have forgotten in third dimension your mastery, your master imprint, who you were as a soul spirit, a divine image. Earth also forgot who she was, as did the elementals. The elementals had to follow suit so they could create the environment of third dimension in a very dense form. Things have changed over the last 5 years. Through your interface, through your growth of consciousness and your interface with the elemental communities, therefore, always in the great love that you have for Earth, sharing your consciousness, sharing your light, so you could awaken that planetary soul star, so that Earth, Mother Earth, could start to remember herself as a Christed planet, and the elementals could start to create the environment that matched what you were transmitting into Mother Earth. You gave such great service to Earth over the last few years of your time, and changed much in the consciousness of Earth, of a planet. Imagine that. And in the consciousness of humanity, consciousness of the body. Many of you have been really interested in listening to the body, bringing that frequency, light frequency of the body up into another vibration. And there is questions about the body consciousness. Tonight, in addition to what Malena has added to the grounding process, we will add another piece so that you can awaken the body consciousness, the body awareness. So I want to begin by talking about how that body consciousness changes. And yes, there is a process that is connected to the grounding process. It all flows together in this massive cycling of the energies from the earth up through the chakras, up through the body, and back down into the earth. But let us go back to the consciousness of the body, because this is a very important piece here. Did you know that the body consciousness follows your attention points, where your attention is consistently directed through your consciousness of your soul, spirit? So being aware of where you consistently direct your attention, whether it be to certain thoughts, certain feelings, emotions, certain events, where your attention is constantly directed through that, the higher mind, that the consciousness of the body follows your soul consciousness and those attention points. And this is how that process either elevates or causes that consciousness to revert back to fourth dimension. So I wanted to start with that because we will say it again and again in the next week, in the next 2 weeks, and periodically. We will remind you that your body consciousness follows your attention points. The attention given through your soul spirit. And this is how you change the body consciousness. Now there is another piece here. And this revolves around your solar center in your body. A while back, Master El Moria talked on two different occasions about will and power and the right use of will and power. And the value of having sovereignty in that solar plexus, which is your personal power center, and how it is merged with the will of Source, which is brought through the Sacred Heart consciousness and back into that solar plexus, into your personal power center, where you begin to direct through your will, your intention, and you manifest more precisely. What we are entering now is a time where we are showing you, teaching you, guiding you with the energetic processes that provides for you the opportunity to create with precision. We are unifying pieces and parts of the physical body, pieces and parts of the consciousness of the physical body, pieces and parts of the consciousness of your soul as it resides in a human form. This is all about unity. It's all about the element of love. And it is all about creating a different consciousness for your body to exist consistently and being anchored in that fifth dimension at all levels. So, this has a very important place that we wish to start, and that is in your soul star. The soul star, as you know, holds the wisdom of your soul, all of the soul's memory codes, of the mastery imprints, but it also holds the lineage of your spirit. Now, it is through that soul star that a dissension was created for the soul to descend in the body and the spirit to descend in the body. And some time ago, we talked about the ascension and descension of that spirit, which is still occurring. It is not totally anchored in the physical body. Cannot be. Because the consciousness of the body, the dimensional frequency of the body, has not completely transitioned. This exercise, where we begin to draw from that soul star, some call it the celestial soul. And in fact, it is. It is that mastery of the soul, that has occurred over eons of time in various body types. So you are bringing that soul, that celestial soul, into the body through the triad system, through the fourth triad, third triad, second triad. And when you get into the second triad, you begin to enter then into the first triad. And this is where we bring that celestial soul down through those channels, through that center channel of the body. The center channel becomes very open, wide, to the circumference of your body, that big. And it's open and very receptive to the drawing of the celestial soul down through the triads. And when you reach the throat chakra, you begin to pull from that throat chakra the will of source, and you bring that will down through the sacred heart. And then as it flows through the sacred heart consciousness, flows into the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, the love of self, and then into the solar plexus, where this is your creative center. But there is another center that lies a little below and about 2 inches into the body, where your the vital energy of the body, the chi energy, the Dan Tien center is. This is your solar center. It is like the sun energy. It provides that kind of benefit to the body, to the physical body. It holds the body's vital life force. And it is that life force, when it is flowing and constantly creating the energy in the body in a very proficient way, that stimulates you to experience life, the love of life. So as you enter that Dan Tien, you stimulate, you cultivate that body awareness of its vitality, of its life force, and then you direct that back into the solar plexus, the creative center, where you then direct it through all of the lower chakras, from the fourth to the third to the first, down the grounding cord into Mother Earth, to the soul star Mother Earth. And then you draw that energy from Mother Earth, from her memory codes of herself as a Christed planet, and back up through the chakras into the solar plexus, into the life force of the body, into the fourth chakra, into the sacred heart consciousness, into the throat chakra, and up back into your soul star. And then you start the process again. You do this looping 3 times every day. What this does for you, it creates, I'm sure many of you have heard about the fire in the belly, the passion to create. You, as a creator being of light, have passion about many things. Some of them just basic creative flows to sustain your life, to make things easier, to make things more applicable to your lifestyle, to create beauty in the world, to create compassion, to help Mother Earth. There are many applications that are made through this solar center. And it is a vital center in bringing up the vibration and the consciousness of the physical body. Because by drawing from that soul spirit, connecting with the will of Source, connecting with the Sacred Heart consciousness, the element of love, the love of self, and the creative power and will of your in your solar plexus. That passion is kindled and it grows, and that solar energy grows and continues to revitalize that body in a different vibratory rate that begins to match that fifth dimensional state of consciousness, where there is love, there is unified. All parts of your physicality are being unified. You are creating a unified expression of a Christed being that has great power to create, and that solar energy is always churning and producing more and more vitality, more passion to be the creator that you are. It not only alters the body consciousness, but it stimulates that body consciousness to begin to follow your attention points, your consciousness. The body consciousness follows your consciousness and is transformed into fifth dimension. But the vitality of the body, the energies of the body, reside in that solar center and are constantly being revitalized, expanded, so that the body is a vital, vital vehicle in fifth dimension. With this understanding, it's not just urgings from your soul to pay attention to the body. That was the first inclination that you had, those feelings. There's something about the body. And we had to wait for that to settle into your consciousness, that to settle into your body. And we could hardly wait for this time to come where we reminded you of that solar energy, the solar charges in your body that will change the body. So, with that said, I would like you to pause for just a moment with me now and just sit in that energy. Feel the body. Now feel the body. With what I have said to you, doesn't that body feel different? Feel that solar energy, the power of that solar energy churning in the middle of your body. Sense the unification that is taking place in your chakra system. Sense the streaming of energy from that soul star through all of your chakra systems, through the triads, and more specifically, through that third chakra. Through the fourth chakra. The fifth and the sixth. And so on. All the way up. Unification taking place now energetically in your triadic system. Unification taking place in your 14 chakra system in a way that you had never known. Unification with the Earth Star, with a grounding that you have never experienced. And those lower chakras are being revitalized, reprogrammed continually. And as they relate to your physical experience, they are being enhanced as you create that physical experience in a more unified expression, very powerfully, very consciously, and very, very concisely, in perfection. And as you do that, the consciousness of the body follows your consciousness. It becomes like a little puppy following its master, waiting for the next direction for it to follow. Beautiful expression of you, beloveds. Expression of that body that you had never considered. So now, beloveds, before we close, let us together go through this process. Take a deep breath and let us begin this time in your soul star. Begin to stream that celestial soul, soul spirit of you from that soul star down through the fourth triad, the third triad, the second triad. And as you enter the first triad, be very conscious of drawing that celestial soul into the throat chakra, garnering the will of Source. Bring it through the consciousness of the Sacred Heart. Stream it into the solar plexus. Stream it into the solar center of your body. And then back into your solar plexus. be sure you have engaged your fourth chakra and the element of love, the love and value of self. Into that second chakra, where your emotions most often reside. Notice how it immediately puts you into ecstasy, love, harmony, value. And into that first chakra. And notice how that has changed. Your mind, drawing from the mind of Source, that holy, higher mind of yours, thinking, directing, and all the while, soul is directing, but the body consciousness is following you, is following your attention points as you've gone through all of the chakras, all of the triads, follows you through all of those fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional frequencies of knowing of self. It follows you down the grounding cord into Mother Earth, and Mother Earth's planetary consciousness of a Christed planet, the power of the elements of fire and water, air, earth energy. The power of that as it flows through you as a human, as it flows through you along with the element of love that comes from that source of your being, flows up that grounding cord through the bottom of your feet, your legs, into that first chakra. And the light that is flowing up that grounding cord into your chakras is brilliant. Brilliant Christ light. Into the second chakra. Into the third chakra. Into the fourth chakra. Into the sacred heart. Into the solar center. Into the throat chakra. Into the second triad, and the third triad, the fourth triad, and back into that soul star. Where your memory code are stimulated, and the soul spirit descends into the body. Now, look how much of you is in the body. What percentage of your soul spirit is now in your body? Notice the consciousness of the body. Notice the vibration of the body. notice the color of the energetics of the body. It has a golden Christed hue that you haven't seen before. Beautiful being of light coming into the glory of itself through the soul spirit, through the solar center, and through the body consciousness, always fully grounded and connected into the planet of Christ. There is a lot here for you to contemplate, to integrate. And to constantly revitalize that body energy. In this process, as you do it, you integrate it, you make all the connecting points, and the body begins to follow your consciousness. Much happens here. Much happens to change forever the body, to change forever the way in which the energies flow in the body, in the etheric body. And that light body is an iteration of light that you have never witnessed prior to this moment. In the coming months, we will talk more about that light body. How at some juncture, that light body is and becomes your etheric body. There is a merging that takes place. And we will be showing you that in the coming months. But for now, here again, remember, the body consciousness follows your direction, follows your consciousness of your soul spirit. And the sovereignty in the body becomes very tangible and recognizable. A deep breath. See the glory of a Christed being. That is you, beloved. That is you. And with that recognition, we will close our session. Blessings.
Blessings.